Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 646-595-4038. Welcome to Hot Sugar. I am your host, Heaven Hollywood Clark. So, what's up, y'all? It's been a long time. Well, no, actually been a few weeks. But it seems longer than it actually has been. I had some things to take care of, but we are back. I'm going to have Miss Ari Good with me shortly, and I think Miss OD will be along, probably late, but she will be here. Got a lot of things to discuss since the last time we all got together, so we're going to go over some of those things, and it is, of course, Hot Sugar, sponsored by Dollhouse Radio and N.D. Morel, of course, and don't forget to follow us on IG, it's IG underscore Hot Sugar. For all of the celebrity gossip, tea, news, truths, rumors, all that stuff. And I believe Ari's with me. It's been a minute.
Hello.
Hello, Ari Good. And Ari is with us tonight. Yes. What's going on, girl?
Oh, my God, nothing. Sitting here shoving my face with veggie pizza.
So you're shoving your face.
You know you're getting old when, like, you all week, all you wait for is a Saturday that you don't have to go out. So then that way you're like, I can sit in the house, my hair be in a nasty bun, I can eat fattening foods, but, you know, disguise them as being healthy by putting vegetables on it and drinking fucking beer. That's life.
So veggie pizza. pizza you it's actually not even veggie pizza. It's regular pizza, but to make yourself feel better, you throw veggies on top of it, and you're drinking beer.
Exactly. Exactly. And then after that, and then once we get off the air, I'm going to go grab my pint of Haagen-Dazs out the freezer and go to town. It's a plan. You know, I've mapped this out all week.
That's the Saturday night. That sounds like my Saturdays. You just got to add in the ID channel.
But it's just crazy, though, because there was a point in time where you couldn't get me in the house at night any day of the week, let alone a Saturday. But it's so funny how as time goes on, you know, just with work and everything else, you're just like, all I want to do is be home. It's crazy,
plus
but I'm loving
you,
it.
With the type of work that you're in, you have to be out all the time. So
So then on top of that, you're dealing with fucking retarded men, emotionally unstable women. So sometimes my house is my safe haven. My haven. Yeah, that's it.
Well, we are glad that you definitely joined us. So I am going to be looking for Miss OG shortly. Probably late as always, but she'll be here. We're going to go over some things. Yeah, you know, late as well, but, you know, at least she makes it.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about some things that dominate the week.
She's always here. She always calls in right when we're at the topics where we need her input. You know what I mean? So she's late, but she's always on time.
Right. So she comes right in on the good stuff.
Yes.
So we got a few things to go. Like we haven't been here, and this is like... we missed 2 weeks since the last time we was on, so a lot of things happened in 2 weeks, but we're just going to cover over mostly things that a lot of people are talking about. And, of course, 2 weeks ago everyone was talking about, dominating the press was Bruce Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
He revealed himself as Caitlyn Jenner. I'm sorry. I still call him Bruce. I'm going to keep calling him Bruce because he's Bruce Jenner to me. I understand he wants to be called Caitlyn or what have you. He's still going to be Bruce Jenner to me. And, you know, when he came out, of course, everyone that wants to be politically correct said they had no problem with it. And, you know, there were a few people. There were much more people than I expected to that really had an issue, you know, with Bruce Jenner. And me, as growing up and knowing him as Bruce, I mean, maybe it's just going to take time. It's going to. I can't help but call him Bruce Jenner because to me, he's still Bruce Jenner.
I think it's going to take time because you know, RuPaul's RuPaul. You see him. Granted, you know, his name is unisex. If he's dressed up like a man, he's RuPaul. If he's dressed up like a woman, he's RuPaul. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's just going to take time for a lot of people, especially those who know him before Keeping Up with the Kardashians, where you kind of grew up seeing him being this strong, masculine, you know, Olympian, and now all of a sudden he's in fucking Manolos and rocking Chanel, like, call me Caitlyn.
Right, and he, according to several sources, he spent millions of dollars on the plastic surgery.
It shows because we've seen bitches who have not spent millions and what they turn out like. So, you know, for him, I think especially because of his association with the Kardashians, like he couldn't just do this. He couldn't just half-ass do it, which I don't think that would have been his style anyways because he's been wanting to do this for like 70 freaking years. But I think that for him it was like, oh, no, I'm going to, like, I got the bank. I'm going to do it right. So that way, you know, in a few years, if somebody didn't know who I was, which will be very hard to do, you will automatically see me as a woman. You know, I don't even blame them because we see, you know, transgender people, be it man or woman, who don't have the funds, and it takes them years to stop looking like a hot fucking mess.
Right. So along with Caitlyn coming out came a lot of controversy. The main controversy that I saw a lot of people speaking on was actually in the sports world, where ESPN has decided to give Caitlyn Jenner the ESPN Courage Award, Sportsman Courage Award of the Year. Now, a lot of people really took offense to it because of the little girl, Leah Still, who's the daughter of this football player, Devin Still, and she's 4 years old and she's had cancer. And she'd been fighting cancer, and they've been showing a lot of them. He played for Cincinnati Bengals, and she's 4 years old, and she's been going through chemo, and every time you see her, she's still smiling, and she's battling this cancer head on. And a lot of people was insulted saying that, you know, Bruce Jenner, because, see, this is the thing. A lot of people, even though they do say, okay, it took courage for him to come out, but a lot of people still aren't convinced that he's not doing it for a paycheck. Because, you know, they're saying he waited this long, and of course it's getting covered by reality TV, and you right, and you know, they're covering the whole entire thing. So they're saying they feel as though this is just another way. You know, everybody blames, you know, when it rains, they blame the Kardashians. So everyone is blaming the Kardashians, of course, and Kris Jenner is behind it, and it's just another way for the Kardashians to cash another check. You know, and they just don't feel as though the things that he's saying about, you know, if he can save someone's life, because transgenders are the highest rate of this year of suicides. So transgender or gay.
Yeah,
it is
an alarming rate because I honestly, I know some people who have gone through the transition on their own. You feel bad for them because some people's family still in this day and age disown them. And it's like, wait a minute, Dad, you're a fucking alcoholic, but your kid's gay and you're kicking him out.
Right.
What the fuck's going on here? You know, when it comes to the whole, you know, him getting the award, just being playing devil's advocate, what sport has that little girl played? She received a lot of attention for her bravery and being a four-year-old kid with cancer, but at the end of the day, she was not an athlete. She wasn't an athlete that people knew that overcame an adversity. So for her to receive the Courage or Hero Award, I think that would have been misappropriated anyways, because the only reason why she is known is because the Bengals, well, they were initially going to cut her father, but then just saying, you know what, let's do a good deed, we'll keep him on to pay for her cancer treatment. Yes, when it comes to a humanitarian aspect of it, absolutely, but when it comes to the Courage Award, that child is not an athlete, I'm sorry. So I can see why they would give it to Bruce Jenner over, because one, he has decades of actually, you know, broken records and things of that nature, and then he actually did go above and beyond to, you know, transform himself, and he's, you know, into what he feels like he truly is on the inside. So, you know, unless there's like a fucking, you know, NFL player that fought in Afghanistan and came back with only a head and could talk, then I think out of the two, you know, Bruce Jenner would be appropriate. I don't think it would be right to give it to the kid because, you know, she's not a fucking athlete. Adorable,
okay,
love to death.
Now,
I don't think that would have been right.
No, and I agree with your point there. I could see your point. But now what they were really outraged over was Lauryn Hill. Now, Lauryn Hill played –
she
was
ain't been right since she got with them fucking Molly boys, I tell you. Go ahead.
No, not that. I just so funny. I thought it was that Lauryn Hill, too. It's a different Lauryn Hill. I said the same thing, like, Lauryn Hill? So Lauryn Hill was the and it's funny because she had the same exact name.
Mm-hmm.
Lauryn Hill was diagnosed with brain cancer, and she was she played college basketball for the women's team.
I would agree with that one.
They did a lot of shows about her. She knew she was dying, but her dream was to play on the college basketball team, and she knew she had a fatal brain cancer, and she continued on with her basketball career, because she wanted to just play and get announced.
I agree with that.
That's what they were really outraged about. I think a lot of people took the same road as you as far as Leah Still goes, because it was more like that she, you know, her father was an athlete. But Lauryn Hill, they were totally outraged that she didn't receive it. Because you have to remember, this award last year went to Stuart Scott, who passed away. the sportscaster passed away of cancer.
But then it's
so,
like, but then it's also kind of like, do we really want to? I mean, because you got to remember, there's politics to all this shit. So yes, mm-hmm. would the girl Lauryn Hill be an appropriate runner-up? Absolutely. But then it's like, oh my God, is this just going to become start being branded as the posthumous award, where technically you got to die to get it, kind of thing, without sounding like a fucking bitch? But you have to remember, you know, even award shows where people are voted or nominated still go by bullshit popular, whatever will be popular. That was like when Obama won the Nobel Prize, and it's when he first got elected, the first year he was in office, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute, huh? Like, I didn't even agree
right.
with that shit. I think it's great. It's something that he has, but the reasons for them giving it to him were not valid at the time. It seemed like the popular thing to do. So with all this stuff going on with Bruce Jenner, I think that just like every other, you know, thing that came before it, whoever fucking does these nominations or award shows, they do things that will get them ratings. And right now, Bruce Jenner is what's popping.
And I keep telling people, let's not forget that it is ESPN, and Bruce Jenner did his interview on Channel 7, which owns mm-hmm. ESPN. So they're all, that's Disney.
Like that whole
and they
universe,
all the same
Comcast,
thing.
Mafia. Yep.
Right. All of the transgenders came for Snoop Dogg. Because Snoop Dogg put on his Instagram, shout out to Akon. He is about to supply 600 million Africans with solar power. I'm really upset that this isn't major news, but that science project, Bruce Jenner is, hashtag society. And they came for Snoop Dogg. Then Chris Brown retweeted what Snoop Dogg said by calling Bruce Jenner a science project. Chris Brown retweeted it. And then Kylie Jenner went to Chris Brown's Instagram and said, oh, nice thing to say about your friend's dad. So I believe after that, after people, of course, came and attacked Chris Brown, he then came out with allegedly with an apology. See, this is the problem that I have.
My thing is, I wish I had that level of fame.
I'm so tired.
I'm not apologizing.
So
motherfucking thing. If I said it, I said it.
If
like,
you say
why
it,
do people
own
apologize?
It. Right. They do it all the time. They say
it's like,
something.
I'm rich, you're rich, you won't make a fucking
right.
break me. I've been in the industry long enough. I said it, you don't like it, fuck you. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, I'm that way, and I'm far from fucking rich, but I'm quick to tell somebody suck my dick in a meeting and walk out the room. It's like, yeah, I said it, so the fuck what?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Those things are crazy. I'm so tired of that. Listen, you know, Snoop, I don't know if Snoop apologized.
Don't give a
yet.
Fuck. I mean, granted,
right.
Science Project is a bit emotionally insensitive. I get that.
Right.
But Snoop's a nigga. Like, if he tweets shit as if he's talking to his boys sitting on his fucking stoop and shit. So that's how he tweets it. I mean, technically, it's like, oh, was that a wrong way to say it? Maybe, you know, a little emotionally insensitive or whatever. But true, Akon is supplying electricity
right.
to fucking countries. And we're caught up on a man who finally came out the fucking closet but ain't the first motherfucker to do it. Are you kidding me?
Right.
And
that's
you,
what
if it was fucking England
Snoop,
or Rome or any other fucking European nation, it would have been national news. But because a nigga supplying electricity to other niggas, oh, no, I'm sorry. We need to cover that up with some bullshit.
A lot of people said that. 646-595-4038 if you have a question or topic about the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing. And do you believe that Caitlyn is, she has a financial reasoning, you know, behind making it such a big thing? Because, there was also transgenders saying, oh, they believe that it is a disrespect to transgenders who struggled from being a kid, you know, going through this and don't have the money to, you know, make it a
you know
big
what?
Deal.
I mean, but you can't blame Bruce Jenner because you're fucking broke. Like, that's a whole different story. I'm sorry you grew up in the projects and then realized you want to be a woman, but you didn't have the finances to do whatever you wanted to do, or your parents were
right.
school teachers, and technically, you know, you had to get your shit secondhand and you couldn't, you know, it took
right.
you to be 30 to finally piece yourself together and learn how to put on a fucking wig and, you know, hide your fucking dick. It is what it is. Like, on that note, you can't be mad at Bruce Jenner because a rich motherfucker can do it better than you. No. If nothing else, maybe he did save lives, because there are a lot of gay and transgender, you know, people out there who struggle with this shit daily, and my heart fucking breaks for them. But it's like, let's really, you know, weigh out what the issue is if people have it. And if it's because you're mad that a rich motherfucker was able to do it and do it big and you couldn't, you need to check your fucking self, honey, because besides coming out the closet and changing your sex, you got some mental fucking issues.
646-595-4038. We'll get back to that, of course, is the big topic. The other big topic of the week that happened actually this week was the black woman, well, what we thought was a black woman for years. Her name is Rachel Dolezal. She was a NAACP member, and it turned out that her parents, for whatever reason,
her fucking haters. Her parents are her biggest fucking haters.
Right. Her parents ousted her and wanted to tell the world that she was white. And
yeah, no, that's
was,
fucked up. Like, my parents have caught me doing some foul shit, but they'll never call me out in public. Wait to get me in their goddamn house. That's just wrong. Our parents are fucking haters. Fuck them.
Right. They're hating now because of that. The NAACP, of course, let her go.
But my thing is, really, what has the NAACP done for black people since fucking Medgar Evers or whoever the hell was a part of it?
Right.
Like, really. Like, they're almost like, they're almost kind of like the mob or the fucking police. Like, the mental thought of your power is fucking, you know, is still pretty solid, but what have you actually done in the past 50 years? Let's be real. You know, whatever.
Yeah, and so she came out. So she was actually a president of the NAACP in Spokane, caught lying about being black. Okay, so, you know,
there are no benefits to being a black person in America, so it ain't like she was getting checks, and it's not like she was getting reparations like fucking Jews get and all this other bullshit. I think, you know, and not even to connect her to Bruce Jenner, because everybody's like, well, that can't be a comparison. Same way Bruce Jenner was like, I'm a fucking woman, she was like, I'm a fucking black woman. I am black. My roots are whatever. So it's like, why can't she? You got fucking black women and women of color out here every day acting like they're not fucking off the goddamn boat just a couple of generations ago. Or, hell, even some chicks from the fucking islands, like, bitch, your mother's from Haiti. You can't even understand her. All of a sudden, you ain't black. Get the fuck out of here. I think people are being way too critical of her, because she's probably done more in her protesting, lobbying, teaching Africana studies, or whatever the fuck she's done for, you know, black people on certain levels than the motherfuckers complaining about this white bitch trying to act like she's one of us. And it's like, are you serious? Like, I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, she's married to a fucking African. Her kids are dark as shit. You know, she considers herself a black woman. More power to you.
That's what I was saying. I mean, it's not like she's a white person, you know, proclaiming to be black. She is part. Isn't she partly black?
No, she's not. She's like the Czech, Russian, and like her parents said, well, we are in part, and like there's like a little half of an ounce of Native American, but who ain't got some Cherokee up in their fucking asses, right?
Right.
But so no, so she's the farthest thing from, you know, from actually being black. But I just don't see what the big deal is. She's like, no, this is who I identify to. And the reality is, she's a way more attractive, air quotes, black woman than she was fucking white. So it did her body some good.
646-595-4038. If you want to talk about Caitlyn Jenner, and should she be getting, in your opinion, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award? For courage among athletes. If you do want to speak on the NAACP member who was ousted by her parents, Rachel Dolezal, do you have a problem with her? 646-595-4038. Real quickly, so at another week and another Chris Brown sighting inside social media and media world. Okay, so last week, Chris had went out to a club and reportedly went and got, it was a club that Carucci, his on and off again girl, was at. And Chris went and sat and got a VIP table next to Carucci.
He did that stalker shit. We've all had
right.
that nigga who's like, yo, no, I'm going to be everywhere. You need to see me so you know
right.
you can't. Oh, girl, we've all been fucking there. I don't know if you've ever had an ex-boyfriend stalk you, but it ain't nothing nice.
So Carucci, as you can see the pictures, the school of pictures, Carucci kind of got up. She tried to leave Compound, I believe the club was. She tried to leave Compound. Chris then seen her leaving. Then you saw on the TMZ cameras Carucci going to her truck. Chris and his friends follow behind her, and then as she was getting in, Chris gets into her truck, and then you can hear the girl that was with Carucci saying, don't let him get in. Like, get out. Why are you getting in?
So, it's Chris
then
Brown. Now, let me just
right.
tell you this, and I'm speaking knowing fact. Unless she is officially off his payroll, which I last time I got an update, she was not. He
mm-hmm.
still feels the power and compelled to show you he owns you. So you may break up, but if you're still getting checks from his attorney who pays all his fucking bills and does all that shit,
mm-hmm.
or your credit card doesn't get cut up because, you know, the bills aren't being paid or whatever, this man still has his claws into you. Like,
right.
it doesn't matter. I don't really know what she was doing to make money before him. I don't know what she was doing to make money while she was with him. Well, actually, she wasn't. She was with him. So it's like,
right.
to do all the things that you're doing, somebody has to finance that shit. And unfortunately, like most women in her situation, it's still the fucking millionaire that you, air quotes, aren't with anymore. What do you
right.
expect? And for her girlfriend to be like, don't let him get in, it's like, bitch, if Chris Brown wanted to throw you out of Carucci's fucking rented truck for the night, you'd be walking home. So what are you talking
right.
about?
Where Chris runs into the issue is there was a picture with him, like, forcefully grabbing Carucci's arm as she was trying to walk away. He grabbed him by him. Of course, you know, paparazzi's got that. Then there was the
yeah.
recorded comment after the girl said, don't let him in. You heard Chris tell her, move to the back before I move you. Okay, and then, of course, they made a big deal of that. And then there was the police report of Chris banging on Carucci's door at 4 a.m. because she
mm-hmm.
was apparently after filing her home from the club, he was banging on her door at 4 a.m. and then mm-hmm. the nosy neighbors called the police or what have you. But he didn't get arrested. Once the
he
police
got
stopped. Came.
He just got all that. He just wrapped up all that shit from Rihanna. Don't let another bitch get you in trouble, buddy.
Right. That's my thing. My question is, judging from what we've seen, Chris Brown wouldn't go and put his hands on another female, would he? You know,
he
at this point in justice, you believe he would?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Nothing's changed
Chris.
About his mentality. Yes, he would. He's trying to show that he wouldn't, but yes, he would.
Wow. Now, and then he came out and actually said that afterwards, he came out, of course, and apologized to Carucci for that scene. And then he said he kind of blamed it on mutual friends, saying that he was told that Carucci wanted to get back together. He was told by mutual friends that he wanted to get back,
who
he wanted to get back together.
I'd have been like, who?
And then,
who?
Right.
Who?
And then when he showed up, she was acting as though she
no.
said,
you know
what are you
he's
talking
lying?
About?
No. You know how he's lying? Because that nigga was dressed like he was at his house not giving a fuck, and somebody was like, yo, she's at this club. And he was like, oh, word? And just threw on whatever fucking coat, whatever sneakers were close by. Like, that nigga was,
yeah,
he
was
not
dressed,
dressed
for no club.
Like that crazy nigga who's like, oh, word, she's where? Nigga, just give me that coat. No coordination in his entire being when this motherfucker, even when he looked crazy, don't look crazy, he looked like
right.
somebody's fucking drunk uncle, like, oh, word, we going to the club, get my shit, and just threw on whatever. And that's what he looked like standing outside that fucking club, like that crazy nigga, like, oh, for real, bitch? Oh, you leaving me? What? And in your head, you're like, nigga, why are you wearing two different color sneakers? What's going on here?
616-595-4038-352. you're on Hot Sugar with Heaven Hollywood and crazy ass Ari Good.
Hello there, Heaven Clark and Ari Good.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Mr. Tanner, how are you?
Good. You guys have been away for 2 weeks. What happened?
We had to take care of some things here and there. I'm in a transition period. I got some things going on with my family members, so it's had to get that, you know, taken care of.
No problem. There's just one person missing. It's good to have you back, Ariel Ari Good. I know Miss OD will be said to be running late, miss her too, but
he don't see
you,
Joseph.
You're welcome, but the one person I miss most of all is my number one favorite lady,
Miss Zendaya, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, she's taking care of some business, so she's not going to be, she won't be joining Hot Sugar for a few weeks because she's very, very busy, and so it's going to be a couple of weeks before she's back. So I'll just give you the heads up.
I just want to also give you some celebrity news in case you haven't heard already.
We probably have, but you can give it to us anyway.
There's been, any of you familiar with Christopher Lee?
Christopher Lee, yeah, he used to play Dracula. He passed away, I believe.
Yeah, he not only played Dracula, he also played one of the James Bond villains, the man with
right.
the golden gun. He also played Lord of the Rings villain and the Hobbit.
Yes.
Villain Saruman and Count Dooku in the Star Wars Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you thought, whether or not you were shocked to hear about his death or not a bit surprised.
Yeah, because I kind of was because, you know, I didn't hear of him being sick or anything like that. My brother told me that he had passed away. So, yeah, it was a little bit of shock to me because, like I said, I didn't really hear of him, you know, being sick or anything. But, you know, he's not the only one. And he died of heart failure, I believe. You know,
He's not the only one. If any of you are WWE fans back in the day, another WWE.
Oh yeah, a good call. The American Dream passed away as well. Dusty Rhodes.
You
used to date Dusty
it.
Rhodes, didn't you?
Yep.
Sorry. I didn't hear about it until someone told me. They were reading the newspaper, but I know they'll probably have a tribute on it.
Yeah, when I heard that news, it brought me back to my childhood. I remember my cousin talking about he's taking me off the top rope, but it was a bunk bed and almost busted my head open.
I'm just a little bit shocked that it happened so soon because now I got two famous WWE stars I'll never be able to meet. Not just him, but the guy you may remember starring in Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, Captain Lou Albano.
As her father. Yeah.
Well, that was the other guy you wanted to meet.
Yeah. But now they're dead.
See, I'm on it, Joseph. We have to just give them a rest in peace. And thank you, Mr. Tanner, for the phone call and always checking in with us and holding us down.
Yeah.
I'll tell Indy you was looking for her. She, like I said, it's going to be a couple of weeks before she's back, but you can catch her on Vamp City in the meantime. She's ditched our show, and she's just going to do her Vamp City. No, I'm just kidding. 646-595-4038. Christopher Lee was 93. I mean, so he lived three scores and ten, and then you add on 23 years. So he lived a very, very good life. Not a lot of people get to 93 years old, you know. So, you know, he died of heart failure in 93, and we do a rest in peace to Christopher Lee. 646-595-4003. We're going to get to some more calls. Miss O.D., I don't know what the hell she's doing. Okay, so finally, and I knew this was coming, I was waiting for see how long that Safari was going to allow this Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill's thing to get rubbed in his face. So I was shocked that it took this long. So finally, Safari puts out a song. And I knew this anyway because I reported this on Hot Sugar because I actually know someone who's really good friends with Nicki. And the person told me a long time ago, like, Nicki, even before they split up, this dude told me, and I took it and reported it on our Hot Sugar page months ago, that Nicki Minaj had actually had a one-night stand with Meek Mills months ago, you know, like over a year ago. So, but of course, Nicki is stating, you know, from what we know, her and Meek's only been together a couple of years. Well, Meek happened to come out in an interview, and someone asked him about him and Nicki engaged, getting married, and he said, well, I don't know, we may get married, you know, we've been together now a year and some change. So the whole social media world went crazy, like a year and some change, like you guys just broke up in the media, so-called, you know, a few months ago, like 6 months ago, you and Nicki got together. So then Safari then dropped a record, and in the record, he's basically stated that how he introduced Nicki to Meek and how he asked Nicki about Meek a year ago, and she said, no, it's like my little brother. It was all in the record, but you really were liking him way back then. And then he also put in again about how he helped create Nicki's image and helped Nicki on certain songs, and you know, and then she just throws him to the dumps or what have you. So, and of course, Nicki responded with, you know, the type of the let it go, you know, let's move on, you know, enough of your pity party type thing, let's move on type. So what's your thoughts on that, Ari? On Nicki? I mean, I personally knew that she was running with Meek, had messed around with Meek over a year ago, you know, but she's saying that now, oh, Safari cheated on her. So that's the reason why they're no longer together. Do you buy that? Safari going to cheat on Nicki?
No,
that was his meal ticket.
I honestly, I have no fucking clue. I think that she and Meek do have more history than what they're letting on. But, you know, this relationship's like the fucking freshman cover of XXL. Them niggas ain't freshmen. They've been going at it for a minute. So, technically,
right.
You know, I think there's more history there. I think, you know, Safari, obviously if you're with somebody since you were a fucking kid and then you don't break up until probably going into the second chapter of your career. Yeah, that person did play a major role in helping you in so many ways because that person was by your side so much.
Right.
But I think as women, we tend to, when we have a certain professional image, we tend to not represent the people in our personal lives accordingly sometimes, and I think after a while that just became the case with them. So, like,
right.
Nicki Minaj having a boyfriend when she first came out, of course that didn't fit. That's like Janet Jackson. Nobody knew she was married for fucking years, and even after she was divorced for like a decade, people were like, oh shit, she was married to that yellow nigga? I thought that was her stylist. Like, they sell what they think will be most convenient at the time, and now I think that there was just a lot of dirt that was going on just because they did hide, you know, their relationship for so long. Now shit's coming out, and it's just like, oh, well, like, I've seen a lot of girls commenting on, like, Nicki ain't shit, she did this to Safari, da-da-da, that was a good nigga by her side. And it's like, everybody has an opinion, but it's like, bitch, do you know these motherfuckers personally? Because people are like, oh, I guess some video got released about a week ago where it's like showing Nikki and Safari, kind of like him helping her get dressed or her saying, oh, I look ridiculous. And he was like, no, you're the most beautiful woman in the world. Granted, the video portrays him in a very positive light for the role that he played in her life. You know, I think that can kind of be misleading in why it makes it so easy for people to automatically be like, Nicki Minaj ain't shit, you know, cry for Safari. But we really don't know what all the dynamics were in their relationship. But, you know, to answer your question, was she probably dicking around with Meek for a minute? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Right. I kind of believe it, too. And then on the other side of the question, then we're going to get to a caller. Do you think Meek and Nicki make a solid couple? I mean, do you see them as a good couple, together? You know, just based from your opinion.
I mean, they say opposites attract. She's from the hood, he's from the hood, but she's crossed over into that commercial realm where, you know, she has like perfume and champagne, and, you know, she's done great with branding herself in so many different avenues that people thought she would never cross into, and Meek still hasn't crossed that threshold, and at this point in time in his career, I don't know if he'll do it. Like, when Alicia Keys got with Swiss Beatz, his stock went up tenfold, shit that he would never be invited to, asked to be the brand ambassador for, all this other shit. You know, Alicia Keys opened him up to a new world, and people accepted him more for just being this hip-hop producer. I don't think Nicki will be able to have that same effect and elevate Meek to that. I don't think so.
That was my issue. My issue was, okay, you have Nicki, who worked on her brand, and regardless of with Safari or what have you, you have to give Nicki a lot of credit, because I saw a video of Nicki, and this may have been 2005, 2006. It was way before she popped, still when she was making these videos of her redoing Lil' Kim's song and Foxy's song and all these YouTube videos. And she basically said, you know, what I'm building right now, this is before she dropped and came out with Young Money, she said, what I'm building right now is going to be the biggest thing in female hip-hop. Now, this was prior to, like I said, her coming out. And she said, when I drop, and it was surprising that I saw her saying this, because that whole Barbie thing was all thought of as like a gimmick. I mean, but it was she was planning to do this and planning for, and she even said something like, you know, I just do rap because I'm good at it. I'm really a pop artist. Now, this was 2006.
No, I remember, because I actually sat on a panel with the woman who managed Nicki when she first got to Atlanta, and she spoke about how, like, they created that whole Barbie image. And, you know, because it was a business panel, and the woman was like, oh, and, you know, and this was when Nicki first was, like, really, you know, starting to pop. And people were like, oh, so, you know, oh, great, so you're working with her now. And she was like, well, no, that's the thing about managers. We can get fired at any time. So once we built her up to a certain level, she then got rid of us and then went with, you know, the next person. But everybody who made her the brand that made people want to follow her and be Barbies and everything, that was us. We did that shit, you know. But unfortunately, nobody gets the recognition for that.
And the same thing for the guy who named her Nicki Minaj. That was the guy Fendi. She left Fendi, dumped him in the garbage for that woman in Atlanta, and then she dumped her and for Lil Wayne. And Fendi actually introduced her to Lil Wayne. But and then she dumped it because she was actually Lil Wayne was actually calling his, before they became Young Money, they were called Dirty Money. So she was actually, ironically, the same name that Puffy names his group later. But they were called Dirty Money, and Fendi had actually introduced her to Lil Wayne. And then when she met this woman, she left Fendi, who's still hurt. And now she left this woman. And now Safari shouldn't be surprised that she also left him. Now it's a little different because they were in a relationship. So you know, I don't really think you should be surprised. But
no, I think
you know,
when it comes to business, you keep it moving. And I think a lot of people let emotions get involved with it. So as a businesswoman, she clearly did what she had to keep doing. So I get you up to this level. Okay, I feel like you can't raise me anymore. Oh, wait, this other person came and can prove that they can get me better. Thank you, I appreciate you, but I'm going. So from a business standpoint, did she keep it pushing and it worked to her benefit? Absolutely. On the emotional aspect, sometimes you're so busy on focusing on getting to where you need to be, you don't necessarily realize what you're doing to those that, when there was no money, were, you know, investing what little energy that they did have. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's
right,
not about
absolutely.
The money. It's about just acknowledging somebody, appreciating somebody. I deal with this shit a lot of times with, you know, some of my, you know, fucking celebrity friends, you know, or more so even though some of that I consider more associates now. But it's like when people, you know, rely on you just when they need something, and then when they're straight, you don't hear from them, and then you notice that pattern throughout knowing them, it takes a toll. So after a while, people start to feel washed up and used and unappreciated. So I think if
right.
nothing else, she needs to do what Beyonce did a few years ago, and actually when she was giving her acceptance speech after that whole dirty Destiny's Child thing, actually went
right.
and acknowledged her former group
right.
members and said, you
Everyone
know what, I would
Mara.
Not be who I am today if it wasn't for you guys. Thank you.
Right.
Even though a few years ago she was like, fuck you, blah, 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 Destiny's what, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It showed that she had matured as not only an artist, but as a fucking human. So at some point, maybe Nicki does need to backpedal and just acknowledge those who she may have left, you know, on her path to being who she is now.
Right. I totally agree. 646-595-4038. We have a call, 347 area code, John Hot Sugar with Heaven Hollywood and Artie Good.
Artie. What up, Hollywood? How you doing, man?
What's going
yo,
on, my brother?
Yo, Ari, what's good? How you doing? Is Miss Odie still with you?
Miss
hey.
Odie did not. Yeah, Miss Odie just texted me and said she wouldn't be. She's not gonna be able to make it in tonight. She will be back next week.
There's a couple of things. Okay, first of all, I guess I say the best for last.
Okay.
I'm glad that y'all let me through, because what I wanted to say. I don't want to fuck the mood up, but today is June 13th. It's June 13th. I just wanted to put it out there. It's June 13th. Today is actually the celebration of the last day of slavery. I mean, y'all know what that is, about the slaves and all of Texas.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, slavery ended, like, a whole 2 years. I got it. And then they didn't tell anybody. The last slaves to actually get free in a whole state of America was in Texas, and that was June 13th. So it's a big day for us.
That's a good point.
All right. Now to lesser news. I don't really have an opinion on the Karrueche and Chris Brown situation. I still don't know who Karrueche is. Who the hell is this chick? And I don't know what the big deal is. You know what I'm saying? If I was Chris Brown's DJ, I would have more options. Matter of fact, if I was the dude that just bought his sneakers, I would have more options
right.
than Karrueche and stuff like that. And then once Karrueche slammed the door in my face, I'm like, yo, the chick that Chris Brown is not answering his phone with is better than that. I'm cool. I'm good. I don't got to play myself out like that. I got too much millions. I got too much opportunity and stuff like that. But the heart wants what the heart wants. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I guess. All right. I'm the one who tweeted y'all. I guess I ain't left Ariel. I mean, y'all not being politically correct. Hollywood kept saying he and Bruce. You know the politically correct people, they're shaking their fingers at you. Shame on you,
yeah.
Hollywood. Shame
yeah,
on you,
I
Ari.
You know what?
He.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's the reason why I stay digital and stay on the internet, because I wouldn't make it. I get fired from radio the same day. So I've already done the radio thing, and I like internet better, because I'm just not that guy, you know. And they don't pay, radio doesn't pay me enough to be that guy. If the Breakfast Club called me tomorrow and said, "Hey, you want a job in the Breakfast Club?" You know, I might, you know, that might change my mind depending on what their salary was. But satellite radio, Sirius Satellite, Shade 45, and all those guys, their paycheck isn't big enough to shut my mouth. You know what I mean? I'd be on some Erica Mena. You can't handle my mouth, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. All right. Check this out. Here's my next point. You know what I mean? I looked on Twitter for two things. I'm going to combine both of your points. When it comes to Caitlyn and Rachel Dawes. All right, first of all, when it comes to Caitlyn, listen, I don't think she's actually taken away from anything from getting awarded for doing something, but it just doesn't seem that me personally in my situation, I don't speak for anybody, I don't speak for men, I don't speak for black people, I just speak for me. I'm saying
right.
What she's doing doesn't resonate with me as much because I'm not transgendered. I just happen to not have any transgender friends. I don't think so. Not that I can think of
right
on the top of my head. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't resonate with me the way what Akon does or what someone else does actually can resonate with me. I know I've lost people to cancer, and I am a black man. You know what I'm saying? So it resonates with me a little bit more. And I feel like what Akon did was personally is a little bit more of a sacrifice. And it was a little bit more external. What he did actually, I can see, benefit other human beings. For the purpose of just that, he's getting nothing out of this. The last thing I want to say is this. Ari's opinion on Rachel, I'm not 100% there with that. I think that the whole I was fucking with Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously,
right.
I know that you meant she and he, but, like, that's not the way to, especially not Twitter. They don't give a fuck. You said he, you know what I'm saying? Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm always going to say Bruce. I'm sorry.
but listen, check this out. Look, when it comes to racial, listen, I think the outrage culture, everybody's trying to urge to be politically correct. You want to find a bad guy. Listen, I'm a little tired of that. I'm a little tired of everybody who's overbearingly trying to impose this. I'm still offended, and I need everybody else to correct this. I get tired of that. I know politically correctness starts off as something good. I don't think that what she did was necessarily okay, though. It doesn't matter. I mean, she did a whole bunch of things, but to tell you the truth, I mean, there's some bullshit. Oh, yo, a black woman could have got that. No. I'm talking about a real point. Listen, blackness isn't something that you can perform, okay?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not something that you can put on, all right? Listen, and also, what happens is, when you got somebody, we know what minstrels are. Y'all guys probably got about 2 or 3 years. I think I'm older than Ari, or Ari my age, but we're around the same age. We know what a minstrel is, and we know what blackface is. We know what that are. We know what those things are, but Rachel, she actually wasn't doing that. The context of what she was doing wasn't to actually mock us. And here's another thing, though. Did Rachel Dawes ever get pulled over for nothing, or did she ever get followed around in a store when she had it on? Because to me, that kind of Hollywood, you get my point. If that happened
absolutely.
To her, if that happened to her one time, if she ever got called a nigga or ever got pulled over for no damn reason,
think about it. How many fucking red bones and light-skinned blacks get called niggas? Let's really think about it. The majority of the people that have that term thrown at them are those of darker complexions. So was she pulled over? Was she harassed? No. My mother's her complexion, and my mother has never – my mother identifies herself as a black woman, but is my mother fully black? No, she's not. So there's a difference between light-skinned – you know, blacks or whatever, and dark-skinned blacks. And we even know that in the industry. India talks about this all the time between light-skinned chicks in the industry and dark-skinned chicks. So can we say, oh, well, because Rachel portrayed herself as a black woman, did she ever, you know, get treated like a black woman? No, but there are black women who are actually black, her color, who don't get treated like fucking black people. So, like, we can't – I don't think that's right to kind of make that, you know, assumption. Like, well, does she know what it's like? No. Because yellow motherfuckers don't know what it's like neither.
Well, I know what it's like, though. You and I think we all know what it's like.
Nigga, because you ain't yellow.
Yeah, but check it out. What happens is this, though. Listen, look, whenever she wants to, you know what I mean? The difference between her and Caitlyn Jenner is that, listen, for example, let's be serious, though. Caitlyn actually chose to be, even though she chose to be black, Caitlyn is actually a part of a... They're part of a minority. They're part of somebody who's been marginalized. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And this is something that, like, there's a lot less benefit for him doing that than she happened to do that and she ascended to the top of the NAACP. She didn't need to do that. She could have been a white person and she could have done that. And you understand what minstrels are and what blackface is. And also, listen, I cannot wipe my blackness off. You know what I'm saying? I can't wash it off. And by her being, by her, like, performing, you know what I'm saying, my ancestry and my ethics, it's kind of not cool. And also, listen, it trivializes what actually goes on as far as the negative experiences that we face because we're not performing. We're not acting. We're not trying to be anything. We're born this way, and we can't do anything. We can't get tired of it and say, you know what, I changed my mind. I think I want to be white again. We cannot do that. You know what I'm saying? And it's not necessarily appropriate for her to do stuff like that. I think people are overreacting, but as a whole, I think that, one, she should stop doing it. Two, actually, yeah, she should lose her position, but she should be able to still be in the movement, but she should not be at the top. I think she should be punished, and she should knock it off.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, guys.
Oh, my bad.
A phone call dropped. No, I was like, what the heck happened? But I am back. Ari, are you still there? Hold on, I'm going to get Ari back. Okay,
oh,
Ari's back.
Yeah, no, my call dropped too, but let's be real. She was the head of an NAACP in Spokane, Washington. Okay, what? It wasn't like she was in fucking Harlem doing this shit, okay? Like, she was probably the blackest motherfucker that they had in that region. So, you know, it's that's just crap. And the reality is she lived her life as a black woman. She married the darkest fucking thing she could find moving, adopted his fucking kids. Like, it's not like she went home and washed the fucking tanner off her face. No, this woman went and, you know, tanned as much as possible, did whatever. She lived her life as a black woman. So it's like, I don't see what the issue is. I don't think, you know, she was, you know, screaming fight the power and then, you know, rubbing the shit off, run into a fucking neo-Nazi meeting right afterwards. No, I think she really identifies herself as a black woman. Now, does she probably, would somebody say the same way, you know, a transgender person or a little black girl who says that, no, mommy, I'm a white girl, the way that our, you know, children of color tend to do once they get fucking white dolls, you know, before they can really truly appreciate their own fucking race. Yes. Would they say, oh, well, maybe you need to go, you know, speak to somebody or work these issues out if somebody thinks you're having a personality disorder or something like that. But no, I think she downright feels that she is a black woman and was probably, you know, her soul was black. She just, you know, was birthed in a white body. I don't fucking know. I just don't think it's a big deal.
Well, Christopher, and we thank you for your call. It was a great insight, you and Ari, and thanks for holding my down after I got cut off. I don't know what happened there. But, yeah, we'll get into more. That's a very interesting topic. We'll probably carry that over because they'll probably be talking about this all week. As other stuff came out, she actually came out and made a comment that she feels as though she's more black than most of the people who's complaining. And she said she doesn't care about anyone. She's a black woman. So,
and spoken like a true black woman, because bitches be like, I don't give a fuck what you think. Like, and you got some ignorant motherfuckers that don't even vote in, you know, major elections but have an opinion about this shit. And it's like, really? Really? Please.
Right. She says here, she gave a lecture to My Black is Beautiful. She gave lectures to black women on appreciating their natural kinks and curls. And like I said, she also said, she doesn't care what people say. She's black. I consider myself black. I don't give two shits what you think. That's what she said in the video. So,
I
believe that is will be spoke about. So we'll probably continue that next week. Shout out to Kim and Kanye, who's expecting baby number two. Southwest. No, I'm just kidding. They're expecting baby number two. LeBron James had a wardrobe malfunction. Did you see that, Ari?
I sure did.
So LeBron giving the ladies a little treat by mistake. And Sherry Shepherd came for Khloe and then said she didn't come for Khloe. She pulled another backtrack when she had a picture of messed up booty implants, and she said to the people, this is what you get for going to these backdoor. People have to stop going to these bootleg surgeons. You better hit up Khloe Kardashian and find out who does, who her doctor is, and get it done right. And then, of course, Khloe's people came at her, Khloe's fans came at Sherry Shepherd. And then, of course, a half hour, an hour later, oh, there was no shade to that comment. She tried to explain what she meant and what have you. I'm just so sick of it. Like, just
own what you said.
Own
your shit. Like,
why are you scared of people on the internet? Why are you scared? What can they do? I mean, why are you afraid of the beehive? What can they do?
Yeah, and the reality is everybody knows that Khloe got her ass done because we've seen what she looked like before. So it's almost like don't speak about, you know, what technically shouldn't be spoken of. It's like, what? Please.
But we'll see everybody. We want to thank Ari. Thank once again Dollhouse Radio and Dan Morrell. This is Hot Sugar. Follow us on IG. It's IG_HotSugar. Ari will be off next week, but Miss OD should be back, and I'll be back, so we'll see everybody next Saturday. Peace.
Bye.